Hi, I'm Andra, and together with Stefano, we'll be talking today about the use cases of the VSOC in the cloud and containers world. So first, we'll start with a couple of introductions from ourselves. I'm a software dev engineer in Amazon, and I'm mostly working on the virtualization stack of the EC2 department. And Stefano, from your side, if you can share
Yes,
with
and
us.
I'm Stefano Garzarella. I'm a senior software engineer in the Red Hat virtualization team. Go
Excellent.
back to Andra for the agenda.
So we'll have a couple of introductions with regard to VSOC. Then we'll go into more details with regard to several use cases from the containers and also from the cloud perspective. Then we'll be see how we can develop using VSOC, what's the availability of the VSOC, and how we can debug it. And at the end, we'll see what's going on next. So first of all, let's go through how we can use VSOC and what it's all about it. So we should have a communication between a guest and a host and would like to have a local communication channel. VSOC, it's a way to do that. And for having this possibility, we can use the VSOC address family. The socket API also provides this possibility, so it's a standard socket interface.